Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in, welcome in. I got it. And welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, free show. Thank you so much. It is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, this is a place to go when you want to buy stuff like ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. They are Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts. Thank you, thank you, thank you to them. They are on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. So go check out their selection in person or just go to their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. They sponsor this luxurious studio that we have right here, right now. I'm going to get right to it as I see we've got Hurricane Ashley is here. It's been a while. Hello to you, madam. She's been out of the loop. She started a new gig. She started a job. You know, she blamed me for losing her last job, which is all, you know. You know, what can I say? It's a wonderful illustration of just how dumb she is. She visited me yesterday in her work attire. She's wearing like her business pants. Shows up to Bosco's Pub, hanging out with her gal pal, Amy. So you got the three girls, Amy, Ashley, and EZ, talking girl stuff. Amy got me a very nice t-shirt that I promptly left at work. And that's unfortunate because I really wanted to wear it because she found one that says Pop Pop, which is what the neighborhood kids refer to me as, Mr. Pop Pop, which I just love. I love being the old guy. I just don't want to go down the road of being the creepy old guy. And I don't know, that genie might be out of the bottle because a couple of the moms were like, it was a really hot summer some of the days, and they wanted to swim in the pool. And Diana said, "Oh yeah, go ahead." And so I, of course, said, "Yeah, absolutely." So now all of the neighborhood kids sleep in, there's not sleep, swim in the pool. And they refer to me as Mr. Pop Pop. So now I have the shirt that goes with it, but I wish I had it with me. I don't, because I left it at work. My apologies. But Ashley, she goes, "Oh, so what time is your show on now? I mean, it's all on at different times now. Oh my God, I fucking hate you. I just fucking hate you and I love you. Oh my God, suck my dick. Fuck you." I said, "Well, 10:20, 10:30, 10:40, 10:15. Definitely not 10, which is the time I wanted to start at.
Why?
I just get, it's okay. Today, though, I prepared. I wanted to start at 10, and I think I got after it at 10:02. I'll take it. Mr. Pop Pop, a.k.a. Mr. Ermin Trout. It is a reference to Breaking Bad / Better Call Saul. I have news. Let me just get after the Trump thing. I don't want to go down the, because I like to, when I write on the live stream note, top story, I kind of like to get after it as quickly as possible, because if the top story is something that interests someone, but they hate me, they'll still be interested in what I have to say about it. And so the top story today is more on dogs and cats being eaten. Now, what's unfortunate here is lately I've been not only on my Facebook fan page publishing these shows, but lately I've been putting them on my, I've been very aggressive on my private page, my personal page, which has about 1,000 friends on it, of me talking about how fucked up Trump is. Now, I should have no problem worrying about who gets offended by that stuff, because I don't really worry about that stuff. I pretty much just throw it out there, and that's my opinion, and that's the end of it. So I do that, and now I post it on my private page. So now people I know are seeing my opinions. And I think that that is going to cause ripples, because, you know, not everybody, I don't know why, but when they're closer to you, I think they think it's more of an opportunity for them to take it personal. So when I say something stupid about Trump, well, not stupid, true about Trump, you know, I've got family members who see this and they love Trump. Extended family members, and they fucking love Trump, or friends. And I, even on one of them, I said, if any of you believe that dogs and cats are really being eaten, unfriend now. LOL. And I put the LOL on there to give me a little wiggle room. There's a family member in particular who is, I mean, so brainwashed. And is all over the whole idea about Trump, and he's not eat. And then, yes, the Haitians are actually eating the fucking pets. My God. And, you know, they're not. But even if they were, so what? Who cares? But they're not. Remember now, the idea is floated that Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, are taking all the dogs and cats and eating them. Now, the only way that we would know that is if a Haitian stole the dog and said, hey, sir, I'm going to go eat your animal. Or they ate the animal, took a picture of it, and sent it to the owner. Or if, well, this is a ridiculous litany of reasons that you would find that out. I mean, if a Haitian was going to steal your dog, I don't think they'd let you know that they ate the dog or the cat. I guess there have been 2 incidents, though, in the state of Ohio that have opened this door up. And by the way, the one who started all this was J.D. Vance. He's the one who's been spinning all this shit. Which, by the way, I cannot wait to see the debate between Vance and Tampon Tim. I love Tampon Tim. I love him because he put the tampons in the bathroom. That's why I love him. The Columbus Dispatch did an article about the truth about Springfield, Ohio. Are immigrants eating dogs, as Trump says? What to no. Key points. Donald Trump claims Springfield, Ohio, Haitians are eating pets. Local officials say no, they're not. The person who recently killed and ate a cat was not from Springfield, but a woman from Canton, Ohio, who was first arrested there in 2011. So someone killed and ate a cat in Canton, Ohio. Okay, that's all we know. Now, it doesn't say if she's an immigrant. I don't know. Maybe she is. There was also a photo of a dude carrying a goose down the street purported to be a Haitian immigrant from Springfield on social media. That was taken in Columbus, Ohio, not Springfield. So this is all from the Columbus Dispatch. If there's any incidents of anyone eating or doing anything, I don't think the first one where the woman killed and ate the cat was Haitian. There was a Haitian who stole a fucking goose. Republicans, including Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, have made Springfield, Ohio's growing Haitian population a major issue in the race. All right, so their population swelled to 15 to 20,000 Haitians in recent years. There's only 58,000 people in Springfield. So the good people of Springfield, which is just northeast of Dayton, have been blessed with 15 to 20,000 hardworking Haitians. And they're acting like that's a problem. The only problem they have in Springfield is they're short on housing. So they got to build more housing. Vance said that immigrants were overburdening Springfield services and housing. Vance's statements caused stories on social media to explode, quickly turned into allegations against immigrants that are not true. Vance helped spread the rumor on social media about the pets being eaten, which was refuted by the city manager. And then Trump said, well, we don't know. I mean, maybe the city manager is saying that just because they wouldn't want that known, all that bullshit. The statements also refuted rumors that immigrants were involved in illegal activities such as squatting or littering or deliberately disrupting traffic. With Springfield in the spotlight amid misinformation about immigrants eating pets and wild geese, how are residents and the local Haitian population managing? Alamembi Estimable is bemused by rumors that Haitians were shipped to Springfield and that the people from Haiti in Springfield are there legally because of the federal program for temporary protected status, the Columbus Dispatch is reporting. Estimable is 19. He moved to Springfield 4 years ago. He graduated at Springfield High School. He works as an Amazon warehouse worker and said he's been called a dirty Haitian and an immigrant. This is him right here. The one in the foreground. The ones behind him are like his pals. So he works at Amazon. The majority of us, we work in warehouses and factories. You cannot work in these places illegally. Obviously, we are legally working, Estimable told the Dispatch. Other residents say the city and county are overwhelmed and wish the Haitian population was evenly dispersed among Ohio counties. All right, I can live with that. I mean, if you're a smaller town, 58,000 people, and all of a sudden 15 to 20,000 Haitians get there, I mean, it might make more sense to avoid the wild flux in population, which could be an issue. I get it. Some say Haitians are unfairly scapegoated and an easy target. Someone's cat comes up missing, they're going to say the Haitians did it, said Joe Ruck, a co-owner of Champion City Cuts Barbershop in Springfield, Ohio. Photos and video being taken out of context or wholly misidentified are being used to spread misinfo and falsehoods about our beloved Haitians. One such photo shows a guy carrying a dead goose in Columbus. That is being used as proof by right-wing figures falsely claiming that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating pets and wildlife. The man who took the photo, who wishes to remain anonymous, says he now regrets taking the photo. I wish I never took it for sure, and I hate that the picture that I took is being weaponized to use against immigrants or really any other group. They always have to have somebody to use as a weapon, some group to be the bad guy. This is the picture. This guy's got the goose. He's probably going to go eat it. Columbus picture. Again, this is all part of the whole thing about putting out this fake news story. The video of the woman accused of eating the cat is from Canton, Ohio, not Springfield. Likewise, video posted on YouTube by the fake news network that is titled Haitian Woman Eats Neighbor's Cat in Springfield falsely claims to show police officers confronting a Haitian woman in Springfield about eating a cat. However, what the video actually shows is police department body cam footage of Canton officers at the scene of an August 16th incident in Canton. It's part of an ongoing court case about a 27-year-old Canton resident accused of killing and eating a cat. Alexis Farrell is charged with cruelty to companion animals. It is alleged she killed a cat by stomping on its head before eating it. My apologies. She has entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. So she's a crazy person who did something horrible to an animal. And fucking Trump and Vance take that and dead goose story and say that in another town, Haitians. What a wild scene. So anybody who believes that shit, you are truly a lost fucking idiot. What a bunch of morons. Chris says the fact that this is a talking point in a presidential election is utterly ridiculous. My God. I want to get to an email from the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Tim writes, Zane, the more I think about the people spreading these lies, and he's going to vote for Trump. The more I think about the people spreading these lies, the more pissed off I get. I don't know about you, but I'm a pet owner. If anyone tries to steal my pets, I beat their fucking ass. If you are the type of person who stands there to record a video instead of stopping whoever from taking your pet, then you either deserve to get your pet eaten or you're just fucking lying. Additionally, if you hear those stories and do not stop to ask yourself a couple of basic questions like, does this make any fucking sense? Then you are letting your emotions guide you, not your logic. I am highly critical of Democrats when they do this crap. So I'd be a giant hypocrite if I didn't do the same to any Republicans pushing this shit. I wish all politicians would stop doing the shit. The only thing that comment achieved was making Trump look like an idiot or an asshole. That said, I'm still going to vote for him because his policies are miles ahead of Kamala Harris's. But shit, sometimes he makes it very difficult to vote for him. Signed, Tim. All right. My God. Again, this would all be solved my first day in office when I opened the border wide. But a lot of people say, Easy, how can you possibly say that? It's like, no, this is what made this country great. We've got a lot of room here, and we've got a lot of jobs that need to be filled. God damn it. If we're going to go out of our way to send weapons to another country, we're going to need more people working to buy us hand grenades and bombs. We need their tax info. So if they're here illegally, they're going to be made legal and they're going to be working. My first day. Anyone here who is worried about ICE, you are all citizens, I say, heretofore. You are now citizens. Welcome in. Yesterday on Who Are These Broadcasters, I almost got Carl's whole channel wiped out because I showed nudity on the show. Christian decided to play a couple of clips that were so bad, I wanted to hang myself. So I stood up on this chair and mooned the camera. Except it was such a gratuitous mooning, you could actually see my asshole and my twig. Carl immediately privatized the video and then in post-production had to blur it out to avoid any ramifications. I apologized profusely and told them I won't do that again. Taking a page of Hurricane Ashley over there. Bob says, easy, I just sent an email regarding this. It's a meme. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. My God. I also want to get to the idea over at Bosco's. Doug, because we've just been talking about this recently. We've been talking about the idea of putting a camera up in Bosco's pub when Doug and I are working together. Now, that was just for you and I. The damnedest thing happened yesterday. In between getting accused of things that I didn't do and being yelled at by this muscle-bound steroid caveman, he brought up the idea, I swear to God, of just that. He said, we ought to do a podcast. We ought to put a camera in here to put us on live while we're working together. And I go, well, yeah, absolutely. I can do that. Say the word. He goes, we got to make sure as fuck is here. And I'm like, well, yeah, about that. I don't know if that's a great idea. Why? It's my place. It'll just be a commercial. I go, yeah, I know, but if as fuck is not aware, we'd have to inform as fuck, look, we're doing a podcast, you're going to be on camera. I don't think that's a great idea. I just, every ounce of my being is telling me that is a bad idea. But he's like bullish about it. I go, Doug, if we're going to do a show, do a podcast while we're working, you know, I don't think we can put someone on there who could very easily just pull out a fucking knife and kill us both. Chris says lots of live TikTok channels and restaurant kitchens. Really? Megan says, doesn't Eric Zaitunian work at Bosco's? Absolutely. But Doug seems to think that people would like it. If the camera is on Doug, that could either be the worst thing ever or something very good. Because if he knows he's on camera, he may not act like such a moron caveman. So he is really, really kicking around the idea of me putting up a camera, and then when the shift starts, go live, and then there you are watching Doug work at 1/8 of a mile an hour. Doug, when it comes to like getting food off of the flat top, is a flat top griddle, you know, and I have never seen a human being move so slow in all of my life. And he claims that I move slow. It's like, I do not move slow. I move fast. He's like, you don't have to be a goddamn sandwich artist to make that rap. It doesn't have to be perfect. Hurry up. Like, Doug, I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing. I'm better than you at this. So I don't think you're going to get Eric Zane there because he's such a retard. I might need to bring him in here right now. And I don't want to do this. All right. He's probably still sleeping. I've never really had a lot of success getting him on the show before. Come on. Come on, big fella. Where are you?
Doug Furness.
Hey, ding dong. It's me. I'm talking about the podcast, the restaurant podcast on the podcast. So you should have picked up. This is horrible. Call me back, bitch. All right. That's how we talk. There's some questions about who is as fuck. And by the way, it's not ass fuck. It's as fuck. I can't really say much more than that, but I really don't think that as fuck can be on the show. It can only be Doug and I. All right. I want to say hi to Nick and Danielle. Young couple came into the restaurant. This was the exchange. It was, in fact, Amy and Ashley were there. And then next to them was Danielle and Nick. And I come walking up. Hey, Eric. And I'm like, uh-oh. I have met these people. How are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm great, guy. And finally, I just broke down. I go, so we've met. He says, yes. Yes, several times right here. In this spot, in fact. I go, really? He says, oh, yes. I go, I am so sorry. I have no memory of that. He says, oh, no, we've talked extensively. I'm like, oh, Jesus. How the fuck? What an idiot. I go, what is your name? He says, my name is Nick. I go, nice to meet you, Nick, again. Sat down. And then I asked the question because we're talking about their son. And their son is on a little button on the wall. And he's special. And he's kind of like the face of the Children's Miracle Network. And Nick, Danielle, and Lil Buddy were the recipients of the generosity that funds the Children's Miracle Network. He's 7 right now. And these folks have told their story many times on the radio as part of an event called Radiothon on iHeartRadio Grand Rapids with everybody's beloved pal, Schmitty. She's awesome, by the way. Well, these folks have been through the ringer because when little guy was born, he had a congenital heart defect.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And because of that, it led to a series of issues that, while taking care of the heart issue, led to another issue. And poor little guy had a blood clot. He's 7 months old at the time. And eventually the blood clot broke free, unfortunately, and caused the little guy to have a stroke and a brain bleed. He was bleeding on his brain. Oh, my God. So they're sitting there trying to figure out what's going on with the kid. And one guy who knows a thing or two about, you know, is a neurosurgeon. He goes, "Oh, you know, I'm telling you, I know what's going on right now. We got to get him into surgery immediately and fix this." Holy shit. So they're telling me this story at the bar, and I'm like riveting. I'm hanging on every word. It was incredible. These two are just salt of the earth, you know? And the kid ended up having some side effects from the strokes. It affected his speech, little buddy. So he's like, he uses sign language now, you know? Whatever. Just part of my evening, something I wanted to share. Good folks there, and I can't wait to see them again. I want to get to another email. This is Chris in Connecticut. Chris is one of the growing number. There's not a ton of you, but there are enough of you. Growing number of audience members who literally switch sides from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show support to supporting me after me explaining that, hey, you're all being duped by this garbage. There is so much, there's plenty more to listen to that is good and enjoyable beyond them. And, of course, that starts with me because there is no better podcast that exists besides me. But everything is better than Free Beer and Hot Wings. Everything. Chris writes this: "More laughs on 4 segments than the past 5 years of FBHW show." Now, this was a diehard fan. He was a VIP. Easy. I mowed my lawn today, and I listened to both Act 1 and Act 2 of your most recent show. Great stuff. I still can't believe anyone that would vote for Trump, regardless of the party he is associated with. I'm just thankful my neighbors did not cross the border so my dog and cat rest with ease when out in the yard. So having listened to your show earlier in the day, I needed something to cover my drive to work and back. I tried to listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings with the hopes to find some stuff for you and Ben to cover. But after 10 minutes, I simply had to shut it off. I honestly cannot remember what they were even talking about. I then remembered I have Patreon and found an old FBHW Best of show from 2010 that you posted. The first four segments were all big hitters that made me laugh out loud multiple times. I haven't laughed at FBHW in probably 5 years. The segment started with you and the hamster story, Joe's stunt in the wheelchair, Penguin Guy gets his hand bit in the match game. I'm not a big fan of the games, but this one was great. You made a comment to some poor lady when she lost the phone connection and you let out the crack, go get pregnant. This soon led to the pull versus pull fight, which I did remember, but I forgot that it started during the match game. I think you and Joe were the leading candidates in making that show funny all those years. One quick thing. I was driving home Monday night and I almost hit a cow. A cow escaped from the farm and was on Route 7, which is a 50-mile-an-hour road. I lucked out and it was in the other lane or else it would have been bad news. If you ever need a Vermont update or if a story breaks, I will be your Green Mountain correspondent. Take care and keep up the great podcast. Signed, Chris in Vermont. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Today, 6 p.m., a Big Fraud Thursday starts. Two podcasts will happen. You can watch and listen to them live. If you are on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, you can get the earliest version of the latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers, show number 26. Tomorrow, I will post the audio. But if you want to enjoy us as we do it live, you can watch it by signing up for free on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. When I say sign up for free, you have to put in a payment form like a credit card. So I'll see that you signed up. But then I will see that you canceled it. I want you to cancel it right away. You still get the 7 days free trial. And that way, if you don't want it, you won't get charged for it. But the 7 days gives you an opportunity to go there and check out all that I do on Patreon. And if at the end of that, you're like, well, easy, I still like it. I want it for, you know, more than 1 week. Just sign up again. And then you'll pay $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. I suggest signing up for the free $10 a month, 7 days free. That way you can watch it tonight live. Afterwards, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which features 1 minute of the Bomedy podcast, which is Ben Glaze's 35-minute podcast that he put out recently where he discusses his time doing comedy. And it's so goddamn bad, it's unbelievable. That's all on Patreon. Thank you to those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. I've been getting some hate viewers lately. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'm going to kick you out, though. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Twitch and Facebook, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They are amazing. You can find them online at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I have an insurance expert. That would be Frank Fuss. My Policy Shop Insurance. I know that when I talk about this, some of you go, maybe he's right, but probably not. I'll be fine. Okay. There's no way you can possibly know that. You might get hit by a train today. You don't know. It's beyond your control. All right? You might develop an illness. And then 3 years, kaput. 1 year, kaput. Let's not screw around with that. Especially you young family people. Whether you want to take care of your wife or your husband or your kids. Would you please sign up for a life insurance policy today with Frank Fuss? Well, you're not signing up with Frank. Frank is putting you into your life insurance policy. I did this with him. You should too. Get into a life insurance policy. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. You can find him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's B-U-Y insurancehere.com. I think I should get Carl on from Who Are These Podcasts to ask him about the asshole who showed his ass on the podcast just the other day. Oops, I don't want to put Carl's number out there. Oh, boy. Who does that? Who puts their number on the message? I'm probably blocked now. Tophus is here. Ashley says, this all seems very hypocritical of you with flashing your ass. Yeah, I could absolutely see that. Ashley showed her boobies. And then I got, I was like, hey, knock it off. No more boobies. And then on my podcast, or on Who Are These Broadcasters, I showed my ass. The difference is, though, I was giving the moon because of the content was so bad. You were showing your boobies because you crave attention. It's a huge difference. All right? And you're an audience member. I'm a host. It's okay for me. She says, I got banned from Patreon. You were being so damn boring. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's you. You're the type of dipshit. It's like, okay, it's just isn't appealing to me. So thus, it's boring to everybody. Nick the pervert wrote, I didn't mind. I think the bigger problem is, Ashley has kind of gross boobs. All right. I don't know why anybody would want to even see them. Though she's only in her 30s, I think. I mean, she's got the boobs of like a 75-year-old woman. That's what I'm telling you. Joe Martinez says, let the puppies out. What? Cole says, she better show them again so we can all judge. No, she's not allowed to. She's banned. I can't have that. So in answer to your question, yes, it's hypocritical, but it's way different. All right? I was mooning him because it was so bad. All right? You showing your boobs, it was an entirely different reason that only you know, that you're probably going to change why as time passes. All I know is that I puked in my mouth, and it was bad. And everybody else felt the same way. All right. A little bit more on the Trump thing and the business of dogs and cats being eaten. This clip is from Colbert, who I usually don't find funny at all. I don't like him. But this is funny. This is a funny bit. This is right after the debate.
The whole debate can be summed up by this MSNBC report. Trump.
Sorry, turn the volume up.
Campaign officials are upset at ABC News for fact-checking that migrants are not eating dogs in Ohio. Well, yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. I can imagine that his campaign is pretty upset, because while migrants may not be eating dogs, with his debate performance tonight, Trump did eat a Philly turd steak. All in all.
Okay, that joke sucked.
All. I believe tonight Harris gave one of the best debate performances I have ever seen. And there was.
I can't agree with that.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing that could have made tonight any better for Kamala Harris.
Taylor Swift and a picture of her and her cat. She has just posted that she watched the debate tonight and that she is endorsing Kamala Harris.
I stand corrected. I think the whole debate.
All right. Swift, she said, look, I want you all to vote who you want to vote for. This is just my vote, and that's it. I'm not saying you're bad for not voting who I want to vote for. And then she threw out, yeah, I'm a childless cat person, which is what J.D. Vance was referring to certain people as. Oh, my God, that is perfect. Now, let's be honest here. Did anybody think that she was going to vote for anyone but Biden or Harris? Do you think that there's a portion of Trump that was like, hey, man, she might vote for me? Bob says, can we stop with celebrities using their influence to support candidates? I'm going to stop you right there. Why? If I'm a celebrity and I want someone to win, why wouldn't I? I mean, in the small, very, very, very small way, I do the same thing to the 25 people who pay attention to me every day. I don't see any problem with that. The alternative would be the other candidate needs to do things that gets famous people who have sway and pull to support them. Why would that? No offense, Bob, but that is a retarded comment that you made there. Can we stop with the celebrities using their influence to support candidates? I don't understand why. Is it because they're supporting someone you don't want to vote for? So you don't like that they're drumming up support by that? You know, whatever. I don't know why. I mean, who the fuck is going to be swayed by a celebrity in the first place? I mean, I'm not going to do that. Most people aren't swayed for who they want to vote for, because a celebrity is voting for them. I mean, I like Kid Rock, but I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. Come on now. That's something that a child would say, Bob. Can we stop with the celebrities using their influence to support candidates? He writes, no one needs to know who you're voting for. Well, yeah, you do, because you want your guy or your gal to win. So of course they're going to do that. You are what's wrong with the world if you base your life choices off what a rat-faced trailer park skank says. Oh, my God, Bob. I don't understand why you hate her so much. This is a horrible thing to say. Bob, with that comment, you have moved to the top of the list for asshole of the day. This is a disgusting display by you in Pennsylvania. My God. Kyle Ryan says Kid Rock and Charles in Charge both think Trump is a good choice. David says young people usually go left. No surprise. Megan says Ronald Reagan was the worst with that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Bob says, and I don't care what Kid Rock has to say either. Well, I mean, that's good that you, I mean, who cares? I mean, you do your thing. Everybody else does their own thing. Tofa says to Bob, do you know how many people in this country don't know about a fraction of the shit Trump has said and done? If Swift uses her reach to at least get someone to look into these candidates, then all the power to her. See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that Taylor Swift saying anything is going to change anyone's vote. Not a one. Not a one. And nor do I believe that there's anybody in this world who isn't well aware of Donald Trump and all the fucked up shit he does. They don't care. Kenny says Taylor Swift said she's supporting Harris. Well, now I've got to vote for Trump because I can't stand her. Oh, God, that's dumb. Mitch says Bob has brain rot. Kenny says I was just joking, of course. Yeah, we don't know with you. Chris says she's a trailer park skank with a billion in the bank. She's not a trailer park skank. She's very nice. She seems very sweet to me. Jimmy checks in with, did I tell you I didn't make up for Taylor Swift? Piano Finger Banger says it won't change anyone's vote, but it may encourage people to register and vote who otherwise would not, I guess. I guess I just don't put much importance on what famous people say at all. All right. I'm trying to increase my water intake. So I got to go tinkle. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Stand by. All right. Making the pizza. Making the pizza. Sprinkle the cheese. Sprinkle the cheese. All right. Oh, my God. Text somebody. Shannon Sharp, football dude. I don't know if he's still on a show even. I know he has a pretty popular podcast. I don't know what went down here. I think he, have you ever like gone live accidentally? I know that's happened to Pooh Bear. When we were at that trip in Maine, suddenly I was staying home taking care of the dog at the camper, and she was hiking with Jackie, and all of a sudden the phone, I can hear them talking. It's in her pocket as they're hiking. She went live on Instagram. So I'm like, hey, honey, I tell you, you're live right now. I mean, can you imagine what she could have said? Well, Shannon Sharp did that, except he was having sex This is outstanding. So what you're hearing here is him having sex with some lady. I don't know who it is. I don't know if he's married. Doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it's not clear. Okay, so you're going to hear, like, he's talking shit. You know how it is. Megan says, who is Shannon Sharp? He's a former NFL player. Now he's an NFL commentator. And he used to do that show with Skip Bayless. Maybe he still does. I don't know. Okay. Okay, he's giving her the there you go, baby, and you can hear like some rhythmic slapping going on. A lot of talking. So she's loud, which is cool, and he's doing the which that would never happen. I mean, in our bedroom. It's the second I make a peep. Shut up! You're wrecking it! You're messing me up! I'm concentrating! What? You know, this is a good way to get your show popular.
There you go, baby. There you go.
Okay, now I'm not going to listen to the whole thing, but this goes on for quite a while. There appears to be like a couple of videos. So there's a lot of sex happening there. Shannon Sharp now is talking about this exact thing. As we have the comment from Piano Finger Banger, is she concentrating or pretending she's with another dude? Chris writes a joke written as Shannon Sharp would say it. Is that satisfying, baby? Because he talks like this. If that satisfying baby is probably one of the funnier things I'll see today. Sharp went ahead and did an emergency edition of his podcast. This is what he said on it.
Even when I'm behind closed doors, I still try to remain a level of professional, although I'm in the privacy of my own home. and I'm very disappointed in myself, not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities. but to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Who gives a shit? Who cares? You got to laugh that off, man. That's if you didn't intend to do it. I mean, come on now. He went a little deeper. Pardon the pun on that. Let's see. He says, you know, no, it wasn't hacked. And yes, that's exactly what I was doing. There are a lot of people that count on, he talks in third person, on Shannon to be professional at all times. And I always try to be professional at all times, even when I'm behind closed doors. I'm very disappointed in myself. You can't be disappointed in yourself when you not, now that's a mistake. That's not a choice. Which I'll get to somebody who made a bad choice coming up. When I get into the Dave Grohl thing, that was a choice, not a mistake. This is a mistake. when you can't make, and when you make a mistake, you can't beat yourself up like that. I was, but whatever. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.